Good morning. We're continuing the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamed Ches, Siman Dalet, where we spoke about writing, which is on a cake. We differentiate between writing, which is which is embedded in the cake itself, or the cookie itself, or the cookie itself is the shape of a letter, as opposed to writing, which is placed on the top of the cake. So we explain the differences that. This is a case where it's clearly an act of mechika, not a manas lito. A person is not obliterating the letter, eating the letter, and then planning to put it back there. It's not the point. But when you have letters which are placed on top, you can take the letter on, you can take the letter off. So there is potentially a concept of mechika and ksiva ongoing, as opposed to when the letter is part of the food itself. But once you eat it, it's gone. There's no way to replace it, so it's a machik, which is impossible to be almanaz liptoy. That's why there's an argument to say that's more lenient. So that was the point that we said. Now, just to clarify a few more points in this regard, we already mentioned that the ikur act of ksiva is creating letters, and the act of mechika is destroying letters, erasing letters, forming letters into words, is not ksiva. The only example which we said is when a person puts a letter onto a background that approximates an act of ksiva, a pre-written letter. So if a person cuts between the letters before Shabbos on the cake, which is written on top, and then takes the whole piece of cake together with the letter with the cake, he hasn't removed something directly or indirectly from the cake. He's left the letter there. So is there a problem in the act of achila itself? Can a person actually eat? So he's not doing mechika. Is there a problem in the act of achila? So the act of achila itself is not considered an act of mechika. The person can eat the letter, even though he bites into the letter. It's not a problem. The Dagra Mavava says an interesting idea over here. So it's a case, obviously, it's not a deraisa because it's a case of mechika, not amanas lichtoiv. So Dorosh Enim is common. He's not trying to erase anything. So the Dorosh Enim is common on the Rabbanan, even though it's a psik ratio that's going to happen. So that's still psik ratio in the Rabbanan, which is psik ratio in Nichole. The Mishmur in one place seems to say that that's not much of the Chachila unless there's a Tzarech. But then there's another het over here. It's done with a Shinui, because it's done derech achila, and that's not the normal way that you do an act of mechika. So you have two derabbanans, and the secretion to lo nichale means again it's not important to the person. Not that he's necessarily is against it. It's irrelevant to him. Secretion lo nichale in the double derabbanan the mishmar is mekel. The Dagla Rabba takes it a step further and says that there's a heter of derech achila, there's a unique heter of derech achila, more than just I'm doing it with a shinui. There's a unique heter of derech achila. It says just like you find by some other malachas, the malachas of burr, that person can, when he's doing it in his mouth already, there's always sort of burr because it's derech achila. So over here also, there's a heter of derech achila. The comparison is difficult to understand. The reason why Barer did Derech Achila is mutter because clearly the definition of the Menachah Barer is Barer Lo'itzer, a person is trying to purify something by taking out the impurities to be able to store it. That's the definition of the Menachah Barer. So when a person is doing Derech Achila, he's not storing it. So by definition, that's not the malacha. That the fact that the Dagum Revolver, which is the Nadi Behudas, Pirish and Shulchan Aruch, feels that you compare it to this case, it's difficult to understand, but the Dagum Revolver, the Nadi Behudas, says it, and the Mishnah does mention it. One thing is clear, that if a person wants to give this to a child to eat, one for sure can be mekel, even though the child will eat it and be marked with the letter, even the child might actually pull off the letter, since you're not directing him to do so. And even if the act of pulling off the letter is not clear that it's really an act of mechika. So we have multiple arguments. So one could give piece of cake to the child to eat. So a person should, before Shabbos, make the letters distinct, that they're not connected, so the person is not doing an act of mechika by cutting between the letters. And then on Shabbos, the person can take the pieces of cake separately and hand them out to people to eat. It supplies both to the letters which are written there and any actual pictures, flowers, etc. Just simple design which has no doesn't represent anything is not a problem. Anything which is a picture which represents some type of form, one should cut that before Shabbos. Have a good day.